plus 17. White House, Washington, D.C. My fellow Americans, President Slater began. Her announcement, coinciding with those from other world leaders, had gotten off to a false start in the press room as all pretense of etiquette went out of the window when experienced reporters who should have known better began jostling for position and shouting over each other and the president in a desperate effort to have their concerned questions heard. The number of attendant reporters and their uncharacteristic resistance to follow polite instructions from White House security led to some unsavory scenes and prompted a last-minute change of plan. Rather than standing at her preferred podium, which she had always seen as conveying strength, President Slater was now seated at her desk in a room with one camera and no reporters. The silence between her words was deafening, both for her and for the enraptured millions watching at home. Slater stared directly into the camera and spoke more quickly than normal, keen to get it over with. "Our planet faces a threat of a kind humanity has never before encountered," she said, her tone hushed but authoritative. 11 days ago, astronomers at Timo Fiori's Cavalieri Observatory discovered a distant but fast-moving object on an orbital path which places it on a direct collision course with Earth. The individuals in question, Luisa Conte and Francesco Abate, immediately shared their findings with GSC officials. Further GSC observation has regrettably confirmed that this object, Comet Conte Abate, is indeed on course to collide with Earth in 8.5 months' time. Due to the size and speed of the comet, such a collision would be decisively destructive for our species. However, since the moment this threat was verified, world leaders and the foremost experts in several relevant fields have been engaged in the tireless exploration of all viable options. Formulating a global response to this global threat required a high degree of discretion in order to avoid media-driven hysteria over worst-case scenarios, which is why this was initially kept from the public. But one point which must be stressed is that contrary to false information circulated throughout the day, an impact scenario is not inevitable. President Slater paused deliberately after this sentence, which she understandably considered the most important of the whole announcement. Once again, the pursuit of highly promising solutions is going to require extreme discretion to ensure the maximum possible chance of success. Several solutions are being pursued in tandem, and the mood in Buenos Aires today, other than understandable frustration with John Cole's irresponsible politicking, has been one of increasing optimism. The level of discretion required in the earliest stages of project development is such that I myself am not fully aware of every detail, but what I am fully aware of is that the greatest minds on our planet are working together around the clock to safeguard its future. United by urgency in the face of a common threat, humanity will prevail. In the meantime, I wish to make it clear that local and federal law enforcement agencies will stamp down firmly on any instances of opportunistic looting which may arise in the coming hours and days. Any other actions which threaten to destabilize communities will be equally firmly dealt with, as will instances of exploitative price gouging and the unreasonable hoarding of essential goods. Should current levels of uncertainty persist, broader rationing procedures for essential goods will be explored and, if necessary, they will be put in place. Procedures are already in place to manage emergency scenarios on the ground, and my many friends at the GSC ensure me that preparations are very much underway with a view to enacting the kind of defensive procedures required to safeguard our planet. To close, it's impossible not to draw some parallels between our current situation and that which we faced a year ago, when I relayed the verified discovery of an altogether different truth. Many reacted poorly to that announcement, only for their hysteria to be proven needless and foolish through the clarifying lens of hindsight. Given the unprecedented human and economic resources being devoted to this new challenge, I encourage each and every one of you to exercise foresight and to trust in yourselves, to trust in ourselves, and to trust above all else that humanity, united, will prevail. President Slater raised her chin very slightly and forced a thin smile. May God bless America.